The lawsuit filed by Madison Teachers, Inc. and local government workers in Milwaukee argues that Wisconsin's new restrictions on unions violate several rights, among them the right to equal protection. Employees who unionize have their wage increases capped and are limited in what they can discuss with employers when it comes to working conditions. Attorney Lester Pine says there are no such restrictions in the law on non-union employees.
So you have similarly situated employees who are treated differently because one set of employees chooses to associate together for purposes of discussing wages and hours and working conditions. That is a violation of equal protection.
The suit also alleges those provisions violate union workers' constitutional right to freedom of association, as does another piece that prohibits workers from authorizing payroll deductions to their union. In Pine's words, the legislature was too cute by half in the way it treated collective bargaining.
They didn't abolish it. They just burdened it. They burdened it tremendously, and they didn't burden people who aren't part of it.
The suit also charges the law unconstitutionally interferes with the city of Milwaukee's home rule rights to manage its own pension plan. This is not the first suit filed against the bargaining law. A high-profile case from earlier this year focused on the process by which the law was passed. Another case filed in federal court alleges it violates unions' free speech and equal protection rights under the U.S. Constitution. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.